Now, how many of you have communions or confirmations coming up over the next few weeks? It is communion confirmation season. Or you might have friends or extended family celebrating them. Well, you're probably wondering to yourself, what's the most appropriate gift? And judging by who you ask, in the office, it could be anywhere, it's always cash, anywhere between €10 and €50. So we were very interested in a question by posed by Rachel O'Dwyer today. Communion money, a nice ritual or a bribe to keep the faith? That's the question Rachel poses in the Irish Times today, and she's on the line now. Good afternoon, Rachel.
Hi, Ray.
I'll tell people you're a lecturer in digital cultures in NCAD and author of Tokens, the Future of Money in the Age of the Platform. So you're coming at it from a sort of a money point of view. And what is money? And why do we give people the gift of money? So we'll start there, I suppose, before we get to the communions.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think Irish people have a really interesting relationship with money because I think, you know, a lot of people think that money is supposed to be very kind of cold or hard or transactional. But actually, if you look at sort of a lot of the practices, particularly that Irish people have around money, they're actually quite social. So we have very interesting ways of sort of earmarking money, ways of transforming money, even just by writing messages on it, by putting it inside an envelope, that transform it into a gift or a bribe or a tip or, you know, communicating something
else. It's odd to say that, because when it is in a card, in an envelope, or just merely in an envelope with a name on it, it is something different than taking it out of your pocket and handing it to a person.
Exactly, yeah. Or even think about, exactly. Now it's a gift. You know that's not a payment. Or, you know, it could be a bribe. Or even think about, you know, when I was a waitress, I lived with my brother in San Francisco in my 20s on a J-1, and he used to come in and kind of take my tips in the morning sometimes for coffee. And, you know, he probably wouldn't have taken my wages in the same way, but, you know, my tips were kind of up for grabs. Yeah, you know, there's different kinds of money.
Different kinds of money. Okay, well, let's get to the kind of money that changes hands when it comes to communion. And before we get to that, how much is that? What's the going rate?
Oh, I was looking at, you know, there's Roller Coaster, these Irish websites where people are debating, and it seems to be the consensus is €20 if you don't know the child very well, and €50 for a close relative. But I was interested to see that inflation doesn't seem to have impacted on that very much. Okay. So that seemed to have been the consensus even 10 years ago.
So children
aren't doing that well. You know.
Oh, yes, right. Imagine if an 8-year-old goes, well, like, inflation's been particularly high over the last few years. I think that 50 should become 55 at least. I suppose people tend to round things off, don't they? Give us the stats on the total amount that people making their first Holy Communion are getting.
Well, what I was seeing from surveys over the last 5 years, the average was something like €600. 25% of children were receiving €800, and then about 10%, you know, kind of a lucrative 10%, were receiving €1,000.
Right.
Just a lot more than I received, I have to say.
And then I know this wasn't probably your words, could have been the headline writer. So is it a bribe or is it a nice ritual, in your opinion?
I think it's actually a nice ritual. You know, I think in some ways money is, it's always an act of faith, you know, absolutely since the 1970s, and when our money isn't backed by any commodity, like by gold or silver, our money is backed by our own belief, by our faith. And I think by giving it to children, we're saying, you know, I believe in you, I'm investing in your future. And I think that's
And then the 8-year-old, but the 8-year-old is going in response, Rachel, I believe in money. That's they believe
maybe,
in it, okay? They have faith in money.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Hey, that's mad money. £800, €800.
Yeah. But you're sort of inducting them into Catholicism, and you're inducting them into this sort of financial system at the same time. So it's often the moment that, you know, they receive the Eucharist, and they also maybe, you know, receive their Revolut card or their credit union booklet. So it's kind of interesting that it's this watershed moment where maybe
there's a conflict there, is there?
Both of these systems.
Is there a conflict?
Yes and no. No, I think actually money and religion often go hand in hand, you know. In some ways, there's a really interesting book actually that became really popular after the financial crash, by David Graeber, you know, where he looks at sort of money and religion as being very much tied up. So he says, you know, in a lot of ways, money comes from that idea of debt. And maybe that's actually also why, you know, Irish people have this peculiar relationship with money.
Yeah.
You know, people sort of argue that actually our relationship to debt after the financial crash might have been colored by Catholicism. This idea that, you know, you have to repay your debt, or, yeah, you know, that we have this particular sort of relationship with being born into debt or being born into original sin, you know.
It's interesting you say that because
kind of colors. Yeah.
Because like my mother's generation, they, you know, a lender nor a borrower be. Remember that phrase?
Mm. Yeah.
And my mum was very upset when I was, I don't know, 17 or 18 and I borrowed £200 to buy disco equipment. She was very upset by that. That has changed completely, hasn't it?
I don't know. I feel like people are more circumspect maybe about debt again now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember, you know, when I was at that age, like around before the financial crash, I feel like people were much more casual about debt than they are now.
Back to the young people and their money. So do you have children?
I have a child who would be communion age, but he's the Educate Together child in the piece. So, isn't making his communion.
And have you given money to anybody making their first Holy Communion?
I have. And, you know, I have something like 22 nieces and nephews on my side, so I'm one of eight, and so it's expensive, very expensive.
Yeah. €50, that's so 20 by 50. You've done the maths on it, haven't you? That's €1,000, Rachel.
It's kind of spaced out, luckily. Yeah,
for something you don't believe in.
Well, I believe in the ritual.
Right. You believe in the ritual of giving the money or the ritual of First Holy Communion?
Of giving the money.
Right. Yeah. It's interesting because I'm just looking at and you probably know this, but the number of people getting married in churches, it's going down every year, you know. So I think last year, I think was, you know, it's nearly on par now, people not getting married in churches and people getting married in churches. So it's interesting that people are still letting their children get Holy Communion. I suppose that's something to do with the fact that the majority of our primary schools are run by the Catholic Church.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hmm. So I wonder, can you go back and, because £800 sounds very attractive. it's a good read. It's in the Times today. Rachel Dwyer, thanks for taking our call. And Rachel is lecturer in digital cultures in NCAD. And her book is Tokens, The Future of Money in the Age of the Platform. Thanks, Rachel. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.